Well, Ken, be prepared to have your mind blown because this is episode 69 of OPA.
Wow. 69, dude.
Yep, it is a very exciting episode of OPA. We can say 69, dude, go back to our childhood, relive a little Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Which I did catch part of recently. They were just wrapping up their report.
Yeah, you know, it I think at the time I liked it more than I did now, but it was not like a completely terrible movie even today, I don't think. It was just more glaring to me, like, would these historical figures really not be doing anything that they would just want to go into a crowded phone booth and kind of hang out for a day? Like, I feel like that part gets glossed over really quickly.
Yeah, they are all very cooperative about this whole book report thing, despite
And
them
one,
not being in their own time then.
yes,
Like, I
having no concept of a time machine in their culture, as far as I would imagine, right? I feel like that's a recent invention. Maybe someone out there knows when the
yeah,
first
I
time
don't
machine.
think Genghis Khan was thinking about a time machine.
Yeah.
There were some other
You
people,
know
I
what?
don't
I'm going to
know.
agree with you there, Kevin. I don't think
Maybe
so.
Aristotle may have thought about the concept of time travel.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure
Or
people have thought
was it?
about.
No, it was Socrates. How
Oh,
dare I?
Socrates. Yes.
Socrates. How dare I?
Was hilarious. But yeah, I feel like they would have been up to something, like philosophizing, conquering, inventing. Abraham Lincoln was the president presiding over a country. You think he would be busy, in the course of the day. But when I was a young viewer, I guess that didn't stick out at all to me. I felt like that was just as
Oh,
well as it should be. Of course they're going to help out Bill and Ted with their exam. That's just the way the world is, isn't
that's what
it?
Abraham Lincoln would do, man. That's definitely what Napoleon would do. And Napoleon would definitely go to the water park.
Well, it's called Waterloo, so yes.
Yeah,
That makes sense for him to want to go there where he, had his big loss. I guess, are we to think he wanted like a second shot at this, or did they get him before he had his Waterloo?
well, I'm trying to think. I'm not that good at my Napoleon history.
Right.
Because I don't remember if that was his last defeat or if it was his first defeat before, because he was exiled and then came
I
back.
almost feel like we should tell people we're talking about Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, where they travel through time collecting historical figures to present to use for their presentation, their history presentation, to decide whether or not they're going to go have to go to military school, and somehow the fate of the
Well,
future humanity
no,
is also in the balance there because.
only Bill is gonna.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, only Bill's gonna get shipped off. His dad keeps on threatening him, but Ted's.
But it would prevent them from forming their band,
Oh,
which does
Wild
lead
Stallions,
to a
yes.
rebirth of the world somehow in the future.
Yeah, it looked something of a utopia,
So I guess that does make
almost.
sense that all these historical figures really would kind of come together to make this happen, since it in the story of the universe we're dealing with, that is they are like kind of important for the whole history of the world.
But they didn't know that, though, at the time of abducting these figures.
This is true. I guess they would have had to brief them all, but would you really believe somebody who just came through and scooped you from a different time?
Well, that was one thing that it always struck me as interesting, is how weird would time travel be for someone coming, like, even though that was like a 1990. Well, no. What was it? The 90s or the 80s? That.
It was maybe late 80s, early 90s. I'm not sure, but I bet it was late 80s. I'm gonna guess 89, Kevin. That's
Okay.
where I'm putting my
Well,
money.
I'm taking my time and looking it up here. But in the meantime, the technology still would have been a mind-blowing thing to come into.
You mean if you were to come across a time machine that is, you know, can melt through the floor in front of you? That would have been surprising in 1989, you say?
Oh, no.
Yeah, what do you say?
No. I'm saying that just all of the people that got crammed into Bill and Ted's phone booth.
Yeah.
They would have been blown away by the technology at that time. I know they made some skits like Genghis Khan being dressed up in football pads and using a baseball bat as his attack weapon.
Well, you're forgetting also that to get there, they had to travel through like some kind of time conduit.
With
all this craziness going on outside. So I'm sure, you know, anyone that they met would have been blown away by that. As would anyone from 1989, I think, is what I was trying to say.
Or even now, yes.
Even today, I think if there was a time-traveling phone booth, people would be surprised.
Yeah, I guess I just always think that it would be tougher for someone to adjust to the present time than it would be to go back in time. I mean, at least if you're informed, you kind of know that it's shitty back then.
Oh, and that's where we're going to say like, that things aren't shitty now. They're less shitty.
They are way less shitty.
Yeah.
Than, I mean, considering that modern medicine didn't start until, like, all of about 200 years ago or so.
Yeah, I guess if they ever, if they ever did invent time travel, we would have to watch out for, like, time migrants, really. Like, people traveling from the past to get to, like, a less shitty time. But then, what does that cause? Like, people to get wiped out in the present? It's a strange...
Yeah, the whole time travel thing still is just, like, I love the concept, but I just don't see it as possible.
Yeah, the only thing that made sense to me is if it is a situation where someone traveled back in time, but they, like, always traveled back in time, if that makes sense. Like, whatever they did can't have changed anything because it already happened, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
There's been a couple of TV shows where, like, that's kind of the way time travel works. It's like...
you can't change anything.
Yeah, whatever happened already happened. And, you know, you can just, you're able to time travel, but it's like, you will always do what you did when you traveled through time, if that makes sense.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're kind of handcuffed at that point. Yeah. Well, you don't have your own free will.
That's true. That does tie directly into free will as an illusion. I don't know. Why would you think that, though?
The one video that we watched...
that's right. We did watch a video.
You Are Two. Explained that... now, they didn't say which procedure it was, unless it was a lobotomy.
Hearing about this for people who had like seizures, like bad seizures, they needed to... at one time, they recommended having the cord that cut the cord that goes between your two hemispheres of your brain, the left and the right side of your brain. So,
it was kind of weird. I guess I was not aware of this cord.
I can't remember why, and I swear there was some kind of, like, ABC movie or something that we watched at school maybe even one time where they talked about this kid who had bad seizures, and, like, they were really, like... It kept getting worse or something, so he had to go get this surgery where they cut his brain down the middle. This doesn't ring any bells to you at all, I guess?
No, not ringing a single bell.
I'm going to have to figure out what that's all about. Some kind of fever dream, maybe. But
I just blocked it out. It's okay.
No, that's all right. But so I remember that from that movie, real or imagined.
Right.
Yes, it seemed real in my memory, but who knows?
Hold on, what you mentioned? What was the movie title?
I don't know what it was called.
Oh, you're not talking about The Man with Two Brains with Steve Martin, are you?
Oh, no, but that's another good one I thought about, too. That one, oh, well, there was also All of Me with Steve Martin. I don't know if you remember that. He was with Lily Tomlin.
She came
into his body.
Yeah, I do remember that one.
Boy, there's a lot of movie tie-ins for this topic, I gotta say. More than I would have thought.
Short
minutes ago.
The Man with Two Brains did not really need two brains because, really, as this video illustrated, you kind of have two brains anyway.
Well, I mean, yes, two halves of your brain. And, you know, normally they work together. There's that connective tissue we were talking about, the famous cord that's cut. but for the people who do have it cut, they're not... the two halves are not communicating in the same way anymore. So if they present something to your left eye, I guess that connects up to your right hemisphere, right? Of your brain.
Correct.
From what they're saying. So like they can say...
Yeah, so that was actually one of the first interesting things is that, don't do a whole lot of diving into biology and science and that kind of thing. So the fact that I did not realize that the right side of your brain controls the left side of your body and the left side of your brain controls the right side of your body. So it's an opposite situation.
Yeah, that does seem strange. Like, why not just, plug it in on the same side? Why do you have to swap things over? I don't know.
Yeah.
It must make sense in some ways.
That's how God intended it, Ken.
That's what I meant to say.
that's how God intended it.
Thank you for staring me straight there, Kevin. what I was trying to say, I guess, is that for the patients who had this done to them with the cord cut, they were able to kind of isolate the inputs almost. Like, so show... something to your right eye and have like your right brain be able to hear or your left brain be able to hear that then. Or what was the example that they had? Like
they were saying that the speech side is the left side of the brain.
Right. So that...
So anything... But anything that was in your left hand... you couldn't talk about because that's what your right brain controls. And your right brain is silent.
The right brain does not speak, but the right brain, they said, has like the part that recognizes faces and, you know, does other jobs, but just doesn't.
Yeah, they didn't really go too deep on exactly all the jobs the right brain does, aside from the facial recognition.
Yes.
So, like, yeah, if you're just using your left brain, you could run, and that's crazy just in and of itself, too, that you could run into your friends and have, and I've heard about this happening, too, like people not
face
being able
blindness.
To,
yeah.
Oh, hold on, did we actually do that topic?
I believe we did do the topic of face blindness.
Face blindness.
Because Brad Pitt famously claims to have face blindness, which he could. But, yeah, that's a thing where, like, you know, you don't think about it, but like the face is just like a series of, you know, dots and dupes here and there. But when you look at it, it actually, your brain processes everything together in relation to each other. And that's how you're able to recognize each other, recognize your friends and enemies and whatnot. But yeah, that part is handled by the right side of your brain.
Right. Correct.
Oh, wait, do we have word here on the year that Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure came out?
Well, I just want to say that there's some convergence going on. The fact that on IMDb, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure somehow rated a 6.9. For episode 69, perfect movie to talk about.
I feel like somebody really had to have written a script or something to make that happen. That's too perfect there.
And 1989.
Mmm.
Yeah.
Man, I'm on fire here. I called that exactly. Well.
Yeah, that was even pre-high school, which is pretty bad. Because that, oh man. That's just another bad one that we don't need to get into. But we were talking about the left and the right brain.
Exactly.
So, it was kind of interesting that, well, and they brought up the fact that, because of the way your brain functions, they were wondering if, free will is possible. But they're like, oh, that's another question for another day.
Well, and I guess that's the thing that they were saying is that you're being influenced and, you know, there's processes going on inside. You know, you're making your decisions based on the right brain and left brain.
Oh, right? Correct.
But the right brain doesn't have the speech. So that's what the left brain handles, right? So it's like everything kind of gets filtered through the speech part. But the speech part of your brain doesn't understand the whole story. So, like, when there's things that happen that, you know, the right brain is involved with, making these decisions or, you know, causing you to pick up the Rubik's Cube in the example.
Oh. Yeah, like, that was just kind of interesting that...
The left brain will come up with a reason for having done that, but it's not, you know, it's not the real reason.
It's not the correct reason.
But you'll kind of explain away your behavior. Yeah. And I feel like I've done that before, for sure. I'm trying to think of an example, but, you know, just, I don't know if it counts when you like are, just driving along and you end up going to work when you're, do you ever like find yourself driving, like if you're just trying to drive somewhere like to the store or something and you're not paying attention, you'll just try to drive to work.
No, I don't. I mean,
maybe this is something different than this, just specific to me. I'm not sure.
I do, in fact, drive past my office going to the one grocery store that we use. But I mean, that's kind of on. I mean, that's on purpose that I drive that. Well, and I actually drive a different direction. Instead of using Sawmill, I use Riverside actually when I'm going to the grocery store. But I do drive near my office.
Okay.
In doing so.
So maybe that's not an issue for you then, since you're going to be going that way anyway. So it's not really a big deal. But I guess it's hard to think of a specific reason right now, but I can feel like I've done that before.
Well, the only thing I can think of that was similar to that is I thought the wife had mentioned one location to go have dinners in one night when she had indeed suggested another one. So I just started driving in that direction.
Mm.
I read her IM text message, whatever it happened to be, correctly, but I just didn't remember it correctly and went driving in the wrong direction.
Yeah, I think that could be something similar. I don't know if that's like your right brain saying where you really want to have dinner that night.
Yeah, I'm overruling you.
Yeah, listen, I'm tired of Mexican. Let's have some pizza. Come on. I'm sure that's what you guys were having for dinner.
Yeah, that was the exact argument that we were having.
I knew it.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess it was kind of interesting because, they questioned free will, but then they also mentioned that even though you have the cord, like, you always, no matter what, have two selves within yourself, because things really need to, like, your brain really needs to work together to function correctly.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's, I guess it at least masks the amount of, you know, the difference between the two sides when they're able to kind of communicate together quickly, because then, you know, they can pass those messages back and forth and sort of make it, each side can kind of make happen what it needs to make happen, I guess. But, and they can kind of get on the same page, it would seem like, too. Because I think part of the problem that people who had that procedure is like they would like they're literally like their two hands would disagree about like what clothes to pick out, you know? So that seems
Yeah,
kind of crazy.
that would be really wild to, 'cause I mean, and they were just using example, I think example videos from, I'm not sure if it was just they were reenacting what would happen or if they actually had someone with this condition, but like the right hand would pick something up and the left hand would slap it out or vice versa.
Yes. Yeah, and it's a worthwhile video to check out. I think it's about 5 minutes long.
Yeah, and there was a companion video that did look quite fascinating that I will probably hop on for.
Yeah, it's appropriately called You Are Two, because there's actually two videos part of that series. So the other one was pretty interesting as well, but it was more about how each of those little cells that make up our bodies all work together. Speaking of working together, Kevin, you have to work together as a team sometimes to make something great, whether it be a Mars landing or perhaps the world's largest Nerf gun that you've ever seen.
Oh, okay. I see what you did there. I will allow it. And yeah, it's always fun when a former NASA engineer does something ridiculous. In this case, the gentleman, what was it, 30-foot or a 40-foot? Or it's the Nerf. Oh, that's right. The Nerf gun shot at 40 miles an hour. That's the number that I was remembering.
Yes. Yeah, he designed and I guess created with it looked like he had some other folks helping him there as well.
Well, yeah, in the video, which again, amusingly enough, we will post in the video or in the post. For your viewing pleasure,
Yes.
hopefully you will watch it, as another topic may relate to this.
Oh, put a peg in that one because we're going to come back to it. Or put a pin, I think is what you should say. Yes. Either way.
Yeah, I think that works for me.
Okay. I'm glad I called myself out there. But yeah, I mean, if you look at the picture of the video, it's a pretty convincing looking giant scale Nerf gun.
Yeah, and I mean, I wasn't too surprised after watching the video. I mean, it was essentially a a paintball gun, just kind of supersized.
Right. It had a the mechanism was pretty similar, except it would instead of firing paint pellets, it shoots out giant Nerf darts that are instead of your typical Nerf dart with a little sticky plunger at the end and a little foam body. This is a similar setup, except the foam body is actually made from a pool noodle. You know, I don't know if you've probably seen that before from the pool toys.
yeah, I'm familiar.
And then those are cut off and topped with a toilet plunger to make the suction cup. And it's is a great to scale look, I think. So hats off all around for the for in it. I mean, it works. So.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. A, it has enough rounds to use one single tank of the gas.
Yeah, I think it's like what they said, 8 shots maybe or something that
Yeah,
it can do. Yeah.
right.
Before it needs a new tank of compressed
A compressed
gas or whatever that is. Yes.
air. Yeah, I mean, I think that's pretty snazzy to have it. Well, A, just something that big and that goes that hard. You can't expect a high volume of ammunition.
Well, I was surprised a little bit to see that they brought it out in a Nerf gun fight against his children or nieces or nephew?
I believe it was niece and nephew.
Yeah. These little kids did not deserve to come under the fire of that kind of a weapon. And I'm glad that they cut away from the carnage so quickly, because they just showed him actually shooting that at the one kid.
Running at them.
Yes. He fired off a round, I saw, and it looked like it hit the boy, but they quickly cut away so that we wouldn't actually see the gruesome consequences of the of the shot, because there's no way that kid survived.
I would say that not surviving is probably false. I think that you might be exaggerating, but that is going to leave a mark.
Yeah, I mean,
because that's a pretty, like, a plunger is a pretty solid piece of,
and a pool noodle is not exactly insubstantial. I mean, right. I was going to whip a pool noodle at you at 40 miles an hour, how would you may not feel excited about that. Or you might. I'm not saying that's wrong either. But, it would be, an event, I would say. Something I would want to know about before it happened, probably.
Yeah, yeah. Fair warning would be nice.
Right. And I don't think, that's why I don't think it's fair to bring out that into a...
into a battle. Well, yeah. It was kind of interesting. I guess I am not aware of Nerf battles. He made it sound like this is a somewhat fairly common occurrence. I will admit, the only thing I did something similar to this was the famed Muscle Wars. I'm not sure if you were ever a participant in that or not.
I don't think so.
It's where...
Muscle Wars, huh?
Yeah, we used those little pink muscles characters. Oh,
those like the little rubbery kind of figures.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Well, we had a waterbed, and I say we because my younger brother Brian and I slept in the same bed for quite a while in our childhood. And so when we play in the bedroom sometimes, it was usually with at least one other person. So there'd be teams of two, and we'd be across the bed from each other, and we would throw the muscles at each other as hard as we could.
So these are not, they're like little rubber bullets or something, really.
They're kind of hard.
Yeah.
There was a time where I got Brian so bad, we had just gone to McDonald's recently, and we got, Flower was the name of the skunk.
Oh, from Bambi?
From Bambi?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Brian, I believe I hit him so hard, he picked up Flower, who was even more substantial than a muscle, and threw it at me. I had a welt on my person. In the shape of Flower for a good couple of days.
Well, that's kind of a good scar to show off, though, It's like, hey, check this out.
I'm manly. I have a skunk tattoo.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I got it in a fight. Some guy came at me with the skunk toy. Yep.
So, Nerf War, not familiar with, Muscle War, familiar with. Had someone, I hit them so hard they attacked me, and they bit me on on the waist. I had bite marks on both sides of my waist. It was ridiculous. It was probably not the best, now it's like, why were we doing that? I've been questioning this one for a while. It's just like, what made this sound like a good idea?
I wonder how that started. Who came up with that idea?
And that's one of those things that I remember them occurring often. Because we'd keep the door closed so that the parents were not aware of the shenanigans.
you guys realized that that probably they would not be cool with it.
Yeah, yeah. We figured that that activity would probably be frowned upon when we're intentionally inflicting pain on each other.
But why do kids do that sort of thing?
I don't know. And Jeremy and I were talking about this, and I couldn't believe that he did it too. But because he was talking about his dumb journey to Walmart during his lunch break, and it was really hot because he was on black asphalt.
Okay.
Well, when we were swimming at our neighbor's place, we used to make sure our feet were wet, and then we'd go out to the blacktop on the street and see who could stand on it the longest. And Jeremy said that he did that too when he was a kid. I'm like, what made this a good idea? Why was this a good plan?
I don't know.
Why do you do that?
Sounds like some of these that kids are up to, these crazy things with the cinnamon challenge or what else do they do?
Oh, yeah. Cinnamon challenge is the last thing that I've heard of. I'm sure there's something else going on that I'm blissfully unaware of.
Yeah. Well, standing on, I guess standing on blacktop does make kind of sense to me, strangely. Like, it just seems like the sort of thing where it's like a competition, I guess.
Well, yeah, that one did at least have a competition aspect to it.
Yeah, because how do you know who wins and loses the muscle man, the muscle competition that you would have?
Yeah, I think that was just, I guess we called it to a stop. Because that's the other thing, like, I don't remember
somebody else, and then that would be the end of the game.
Yeah, there was usually a show-stopping moment of uncivility. Like, I don't know
poor
how you...
sportsmanship.
Yeah, I don't know how you can say that throwing small pink hard objects at each other is civil, but for some reason we had rules of engagement, but they always got broken, it would seem, to end the event.
It reminds me of when me and my brother would play River City Ransom together on the old Nintendo, where you would be able to actually hit each other, and you know, it would start out innocently, maybe with an accidental kick here or there, but then tempers would start to flare, and
I was not aware of this. That,
yeah,
that is hilarious.
Yeah, so then it's a video game, full-on video game war. And, you know, as if those street toughs aren't bad enough on there, Kevin. As you know.
Yeah.
You don't need to be fighting with your fellow River City ransomists. Or, well, I guess they're not ransomists. Rescuer.
Yeah,
let's
you're
with that.
Rescuer. You're the hero, man.
River City Rescuer. Your fellow River City Rescuer. Boy, that's like a tongue twister.
Yeah, that would make things a little more interesting.
So, you know, speaking of making things a little more interesting...
please go there. Please go there. You're making the transition, it's all you.
We said that, you know, we were a little bit worried about children's endangered by... Nerf guns here earlier, but this next story is probably a little more disturbing than that for most people, I'd say.
Yeah, it was quite disturbing.
Apparently, in this area of rural Central Africa, I want to say.
Yeah, of course it's in Africa. Why wouldn't it be in Africa?
Well, I guess we should say that Africa is a very big place, and it's a very...
Malawi.
There's a lot of different places in Africa, but yeah, this area in particular seems like a very rural area, right?
Yes.
So there's not like a city.
Well,
or
yeah,
industry.
I mean, you don't need to go much past the headline to deduct that some craziness is going on.
Yes.
Because it is titled "Albinos Hunted So Body Parts Can Be Sold to Witch Doctors."
Yeah, they don't really try to bury anything there. That's basically the whole deal. So, you know, albinos, I feel like, have a kind of bad rap in general are just sort of like, you know, their skin is sensitive, their eyes are skin sensitive, they kind of look different than other people. But
yeah, it's kind of like redheads, but even, well, and I would imagine in a, and even in the picture, it makes it quite obvious when there's more Caucasians around, maybe albino doesn't quite stick out as much.
Well, I think it even still does, even but if it, you are, yeah, like around other white, you know, a bunch of white people, but.
Right.
You still look a little different, and your eyes are kind of pinkish, I think, right? But.
Correct.
It's, you know, it's not a great, you know, condition to have, I guess.
No.
But add to that, having people who live near you and believe that your body has magic powers that they could take advantage of, and they're going to come after you. I mean, that's
well,
pretty scary.
Yeah, I mean, they talked about this one woman who had albino twins. And, A, she was sleeping with them to start with to protect them, but someone knocked down her door and stole one of them.
Well, yeah, I think tried to take both of them, but,
To take both of them. The one was on the other side of her, or no, that's what it was, is they only tried to take the one because the one was in front and the other one was behind her, and I guess obscured from the captor's view.
Right.
So they only tried to steal the one in, well, and successfully stole the one in front.
Right. And I think later they found some parts, body parts left over. But, I mean, it's just so crazy to me that there can be people who would take part in this. Or, like, how do you go about, like, spreading, if you're one of these witch doctors, like, how do you live with yourself, you know, doing this?
You think it's right?
I mean, but you have to know, it's not, like, you're the one who's doing all this, right? I mean, like, I don't know. I guess this is, like, the whole, like, right brain, left brain thing. You know, you can always convince yourself, I guess, that it's,
people it's the do right come thing up to do. With some weird, What word was I going to use?
Rationalization?
Yeah, rationalization. Mm-hmm. For a lot of things. Even if at a later date you kind of unrationalize it and just say you did it for this reason.
Yeah, I guess you could, hopefully you get to that point and then can kind of like, you know but for better next time, I guess, maybe. If, things didn't go out the way you would have liked.
Yeah, you should not have albinos hunted and used in your potions.
Yes. Hopefully people can come around on this one. Because, I mean, obviously, it's just terrible, but, like...
Yeah, I mean, that's... It's always just crazy when shit, like... You're like, really? Like, do I... Just with... and I'm not saying that we're more polite in some ways. Well, we are in some ways, but you know, there are certainly pitfalls to the type of society that the United States has. But this, to me, just seems so crazy and out of context in 2016.
Right, and I think it's just I think part of the problem is just like a lot of the problems that they're having in some parts of Africa with, you know, and I don't know how much this has to do with it, but, you know, I can remember hearing about how during the slave times, a lot of people would be captured and taken to the coast to be sold, you know, for slavery and things like that.
Right.
So I don't know if, you know, this is kind of a continuation from that in some ways or what exactly, but this idea that you could have other people coming and taking you and just using you for just exploiting your body is just crazy as all hell. And I mean, it does happen in this country too, I guess, you know, trying to think of that guy up in Cleveland. Maybe we don't even have to remember his name.
Oh yeah. Who had the women
right
in his basement.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, it's a kind of a similar thing, I guess, where you're just grabbing people and, You know, we shouldn't necessarily think that we're so much more evolved here in this country. But to me, the part is just like they're being encouraged by these other, like, quote unquote, witch doctors, which is, I would like to read more into that too, I guess, because like, how do you get to become a witch doctor? Is there like a witch school that you go to, you used to go to 4 years or something?
It's a valid question. And I don't have very many answers to any of that stuff. Even the hard and heavy stuff, like, not really knowing the history of Africa in any way, shape, or form. Like, aside from about the brief telling of how a lot of slaves did end up here, my limits of African culture pretty much begin and end with the Egyptians, which is not exactly even a remotely close to recent culture.
Right.
And I've probably only brushed the surface there, too.
It is in Africa, though, so I will give you points for that.
Just saying. It's
partial credit, yeah.
Yep. I know my geography, at least. I'm not saying I know all my history. I know my geography.
Yes. But, you know, it's just, I don't know. There's crazy things happen all over.
Yeah.
But this stuff just really, like, drives me nuts when people are like putting forth these like crazy ideas. And I guess, I guess the witch doctors probably make money from it too. Probably, you know, if they're sort of like presiding over this stuff,
I would think so.
Yeah. So that's just really an awful story, but I guess unusual, but also when you think about it, not as crazy as you think about when you think about some of the stuff that happens here too. So I don't know. It was just a kind of a crazy story that caught my eye.
Yeah. I mean, there is the fact that there are people in our country and even in our state, that decide to, wait out in the parking lot of a McDonald's to beat up an employee that, as they deemed, took too long to serve them food.
Oh, Kevin, you're like sneaking a story in on me here. I didn't even know this one was coming tonight, but yeah.
Hey, man, I'm just saying. You like to keep me on my toes. Nice, smooth ride right there.
Yeah, that was good. There wasn't a bump in that road. No, nothing I could feel anyway. But the. You know, sometimes the service is a little bit slow. And I feel like this is interesting because, you know, you go to McDonald's, you expect the food to be fast, right? And this kind of like goes back to a topic we had about what do you consider fast food?
Yes, we were requested to tackle tacos versus burritos, I believe it was.
Oh, yeah.
We will have to get to that topic at a later date.
Yeah, unfortunately, we haven't had time lately. You know, we can all agree when you go to a fast food restaurant, you want your food fast, I think, right?
You know, the kind of name is built in there.
Thank you for agreeing with me. So when you sometimes you get these employees back there and they're just not going fast enough. So what are you supposed to do about that?
Well, A, it would be interesting to know what they felt was not fast enough.
That's true.
B, the way that a McDonald's is laid out, there are multiple people involved in creating your order. I'm not quite sure what qualified this specific person to be the one guilty of said crime. Was she one of the cooks? Was the person at the cash register taking too long? Inquiring minds want to know, Ken.
Right. I mean, it seems like it would have to be egregious. Like maybe somebody didn't put the fries into the fryer when they were supposed to. So you're waiting there for 10 minutes for your French fries?
Yeah, the longest time that I've waited at a McDonald's is still, I would wager, under 10 minutes.
That would be unusual, but yeah.
Like if we went there at a high time, maybe. So I don't know. Was this a time when it was dead, but it still ended up taking 10 minutes? Again, she's not also. If it was just the person at the front register, she's not also cooking the fries and making the food.
No, that's right, because there was a individual employee who is targeted for the ire of these ladies.
Yeah, it was an all lady episode.
Right. And so it was
Because there's a female employee, female people assaulting. The only part not female, some of the children that were around.
Yes.
Because someone did this, one of the assault, because there were three women who committed the assault.
Oh, yeah. And the photos from their arrest is pretty
Yeah,
much
I was a little surprised that you're allowed to mug that much, to be completely frank with you. The one woman does not look amused. The other two look like they may not be completely sober.
I was wondering if you had picked up on a hint of in sobriety, shall we say.
Yeah, I am gonna posit the theory that maybe, just maybe, these women were not completely sober.
This could have, you're saying this could have been a fight in the parking lot of McDonald's that had alcohol involved or some kind of intoxicant involved as a factor.
Yeah,
Yeah.
which could make also the perception of time a little bit warped.
Right, 'cause sometimes when you're really super high at a McDonald's and it just seems like it's taking
Forever.
eons for the food to be ready, and the poor restaurant worker probably did not deserve it in that case. The one lady in this picture is smiling as much as you would expect to see. I mean, she's like on the
Two.
magazine cover here,
Well, the one woman is just mean mugging,
Yeah.
which is hysterical.
And
The other one does. She is putting on her best smile.
but her eyes are perhaps a bit droopy. Now her companion to the left there, Kevin, is smiling so hard that her head is like leaning against the wall in the background of the picture area here. So
Yes, of the police lineup. I do not think they have an accurate height
no.
with those numbers in the background for the two ladies on the left.
No, they're not standing straight, from what I can tell. So that I'm sure had something to do with it. We do have I guess, a few more questions about this one, so we're not going to consider this case closed yet. How long were they waiting? We don't know. That could have been a reason.
Yeah, which alleged drugs were they on?
Right. That's important to know.
Yeah, I mean, that does change your perception of the situation. Was it just straight alcohol? Was there pot? Was it pot and alcohol? Were they tripping balls? I hope that, 'cause one of the two that were mean mugging it had children. 'Cause two of the three women that assaulted them had children with them.
Because I think some of the charges were from having their kids participate in the assault, if I'm not mistaken.
You are correct.
So that's just classy right there. I mean,
Yes, so if we're gonna judge witch doctors, we should also judge people in our own backyard. Taking the time out, even with
to set a good example for
for their children.
customer, for your food relations and how you handle the service workers that you deal with on a day-to-day basis. it's important stuff like that, I guess.
Yeah, it's important to beat them down if they do not perform their job.
If they're going too slow, and there's you know, maybe a different line from everybody.
You can't not tip them at McDonald's, you know, yeah. Since they don't get tips anyway. That's true. So,
how are you supposed to let your displeasure known?
Right, yeah. Exactly.
They're really asking for it, if you think about it. So, it's surprising we don't see
it's more. It's on McDonald's head.
More of these sorts of situations. I don't know. But you know, there are situations that you don't see that often, I guess, Kevin.
Yeah, that is a situation that thankfully has been at a minimum. At least I think.
But yeah.
Do you want to just go ahead and head on into the sippy time beer of the show?
Yeah, or ring time beer.
Or bell time beer. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I completely forgot myself.
Been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while. I do have a video that I need to get around to editing, hopefully, for the making of German Suplex.
Oh.
Stunt Granny Hefeweizen. But I have been lucky to travel for my niece's high school graduation. There are several tasty breweries along the way from Columbus, Ohio to Richmond, Virginia. We stopped in at two along the way. And the one was on the way back, and I'll tell you what, if you get the chance, Blue Mountain Brewery in Virginia, it's in rural Virginia, it's in the mountains, and they're pretty much at the top of the mountain where their brewery is. It's I can't imagine a view being much nicer than that for a brewery.
Is this near, like, were there any Tibetan monks that you're going to pass along the way here? I'm just trying to picture the scene.
No, it's not tall enough or high enough to be in the realm of Tibetan monks.
Okay, good.
The Himalayas are a much taller mountain range.
Is that so?
Than the Appalachians, yeah. It's okay. Because they're not as old. See, I do know some history.
Man, you were busting out the geography here.
But yeah, that's more of a geological perspective than the.
Well, it's all history, I guess. You know.
Yeah.
It happened. That it makes did. It part of history, as far as I know.
Yep.
Unless we can call Bill and Ted. I don't know. We might be able to make something happen.
We might be able to figure this out.
Yeah. But, yeah, I had some of this beer as well.
Yeah, this was, I was looking to buy a specialty beer, on my way back, because I had purchased, one in Richmond at Ardent Ales, which, maybe we'll get around to at a later time. But they, told me that this three-pack was, a mere extra $10 compared to just buying one of the three beers. So, they, talked me into, getting this three pack, and, one I gave to my father-in-law, which was the Uber Pills. I did not realize that it was 7.8% alcohol.
Oh, wow. That's high for a Pilsner.
My Ooh. Father-in-law is going to get hammered.
Wow.
When he drinks that. this one that we're drinking, well, I was not ready to save this for Halloween, though it is called Spooky.
Mm-hmm.
And it is ale brewed with pumpkin, cocoa nibs, and aged in bourbon barrels.
Okay. Yeah, I could pick up on that now. I gotta say, it's not my 100% favorite beer I've had, but I think I'm just kind of like a little down on like the spicy beer right now, or spiced beer.
I enjoyed it quite a bit because I finished it pretty early in our program here.
Yes.
So, I had zero problemos with it. It is not a dark beer, although it's slightly dark. But it isn't like a porter or a stout. So I mean, it does. It's kind of in that neighborhood, but not quite there, which is probably why they just go with a vague ale.
Yeah, ale covers a lot of ground, right?
Yeah, very wide ground. It just matters the type of yeast you're using. Well, basically the yeast type and the temperature of the fermentation. It's about 10 degrees warmer for an ale as opposed to a lager.
Oh, okay. I see.
You know, the range is like 64 to 72 for an ale, and it's more like 54 to 64 for a lager. So they age at different temperatures. And it takes longer for a lager to mature than an ale.
Because it doesn't have the temperature working
Yeah, it
quite.
does not ferment as quickly or as vigorously as an ale does.
Well.
So yeah, oh, and their food is excellent. They have a full restaurant. We rolled in there at 11:30 on a Sunday. They just opened at 11. We thought, no problems. There isn't going to be anyone here. That place was packed. Half hour into opening, and the food was quite delicious. So yeah, there is nothing not to like about this. Like if you are driving through Virginia at some point, it is 100% worth stopping at this brewery. I've had some of their other beers, because my older brother got me Dark Hollow once, which was a stout aged in bourbon barrels, I think, that I found pretty decent. I didn't like that one quite as much as this one, honestly.
All right. Well, that was the
Is that the stop? Is that the bell for the bell time beer? That's it for the day. I'm not allowed to talk anymore.
Well, I'm trying to work on some new bells here, so it's you can I'm just go ahead and keep going. I'm just going to be testing out some things here.
Well, I do think that is honestly about the end of the show, and I have no problems bringing it to wrap unless you have another bell time beer to bring to the show.
Nope, not tonight. I think that's all the bells I have ready to go.
Okie dokie. Well, for myself, Kevin DeFrango at DeFrango11. For at Ken Phillips, or Ken Phillips, who's at Gozer33, it's the brand at Stunt Granny. Everybody, have a good night.
See ya.